Mercier Press presents Christmas and Other Stories by John B. Keane, read by the author John B. Keane, edited by Michael Scott.
This story is called The Curriculum Vitae, and is fairly true. Fred Spellacy would always remember the Christmas he spent as an outcast, not for the gloom and isolation it brought him, not for the abuse. He would remember it as a period of unprecedented decision-making which had improved his lot in the long term. Fred Spellacy believed in Christmas. Man and boy, it had fulfilled him, and for this he was truly grateful. Of late, his Christmases had been less happy, but he would persevere with his belief, safe in the knowledge that Christmas would never really let him down. Auxiliary postman required. The advertisement, not so prominently displayed in the window of the Stoke Post Office, captured Dolly Hallen's attention. Postmen are nice, Dolly thought, and they're kind. And more importantly, everybody respects them. In her mind's eye, she saw her father as a postman, with his postbag slung behind him, his postman's cap tilted rakishly at the side of his head, a smile on his face as he saluted all and sundry on his way down the street. If ever a postmaster, sub or otherwise, belied his imperious title, that man was Fred Spellacy. It could be fairly said that he was the very essence of deferentiality. He was also an abuse absorber. When things went wrong, his superiors made him into a scapegoat. His customers rounded on him. His wife upbraided him. His in-laws chided him. His assistant, Miss Finnerty, clucked reproachfully as though she were a hen whose egg-laying had been precipitately disrupted. She reserved all her clucking for Fred. She never clucked at Fred's wife, but then nobody did. "Yes, child," Fred Spellacy asked gently. "It's the postman's job, sir." Fred Spellacy nodded, noted the pale, ingenuous face and the threadbare clothes. "What age are you?" he asked gently. 11, came the reply. "But it's not for me. It's for my father." "Oh," Fred Spellacy said. Dolly Hallen thought she detected a smile, just in case she forced one in return. "What's his name, age and address, child?" "His name is Tom Hallen," Dolly Hallen replied. "His age is 37 and his address is Hog Lane." Fred Spellacy scribbled the information onto a jotter which hung by a cord from the counter. He knew Tom Hallen well enough, not a ne'er-do-well by any means, used to the work in the mill before it closed. He recalled having heard somewhere that the Hallens were honest. Some people had no choice but to be honest, while others didn't have the opportunity to be dishonest. "Can he read and write, child?" "Oh yes," Dolly assured him. "He reads the paper every day when Mr. Draper next door is done with it. He can write too. He writes to his sister in America. But Irish, is he Irish?" "Oh yes," came the assured response from the 11-year-old. "He reads my school books. He has nothing else to do." "Well, Miss Hallen, here's what you must get your father to do."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?